For the next 60 minutes, Fifi Box one-on-one with her favourite idols and inspirations. I spent it
with you. Hi, I'm Lisa Wilkinson.
G'day, I'm Patty Mills.
Hi, I'm Zara Larson.
I'm Samuel Johnson.
Catherine Kelly Lang.
I'm Rebecca Gibney.
This is
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In with Fifi Box. I got you,
baby. Oh, this is exciting. My guest this week is, I was going to go through the whole list of wonderful accolades, Rach. Former Miss Universe Australia, model, television presenter, wellness advocate, Meyer ambassador, mum, and now you're a fashion designer, Rachel Finch. Oh. Finchie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Fee, for having me.
Oh, so good to have you. Now, look at that list. Because
Proudest moment, though, is obviously Dominic and Violet, and Dominic is just growing by the second. You should see him. He's still not crawling, so he's just carrying all of this weight.
Wow,
and he's
cute.
So chubby.
I love
sleeps
chubby.
All the way through the night, eats like a rocket.
Really?
And it's amazing because Violet is complete opposite. It is like chalk and cheese.
That is. So how are you going with it? Because obviously we're both mums to daughters, but now you've broadened it and you've got one of the other sex.
Yes.
Okay, daughter to son, differences. How are you going with that?
Totally different.
I can know it's different when you're bathing, there's different pieces, you've got to wash and stuff.
Absolutely. It was the same formula, same parents, same everything. But it's amazing, the chalk and cheese, the separation. And Violet, you know, has always sort of nibbled on her food, grazed all day long, broken sleep. Took her almost 2 years to actually sleep through. Dominic is just complete opposite.
Really? He's a sleeper.
I think also we're a little bit more relaxed. And we're just like, oh, he's a little bit sooky. He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
And he does. They are fine. And time just goes.
Doesn't
so
it?
You just deal with it more easily. Mm. You're more relaxed. And,
yep.
And I think it really rubs off on the kids.
Yeah. So how's Violet going with her brother?
She actually is the best big sister.
Oh, that's
there
so
are times
sweet.
When it's, why has he got my blanket for? What's my toy? Violet, it was your toy when you were 4 months old. You're now 4 years old. She's good. When we're out in public and someone comes up to us, like a friend she doesn't know, she'll stand up and say, that's my brother Dominic.
That's really sweet.
It's amazing. So she owns him. She looks after him. She says, it's okay. Don't cry. Don't cry. Mummy's here. Papa's
that's
here.
Really gorgeous.
Yeah, so I'm very lucky.
Rach is with me for the whole hour. We've got lots more to cover, so stick around.
This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
You're listening to Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box. Rachel Finch is in the studio. We are just on the back of Spring Racing Carnival.
Yeah.
And you are a huge feature there. And we started working together
at
the races at Channel 7.
Yeah.
Years ago, and I know, and let's do a little peek behind the curtains, because
yes.
I think people who haven't necessarily been to the Melbourne Cup or Flemington, you look at the photos on social pages or in magazines and you go, wouldn't it be great to be in those designer dresses and rocking around the birdcage, Rach? Let's be really honest
well,
and candid about it.
Don't get me wrong, we are incredibly lucky.
Yes.
We get to do some pretty phenomenal things and it is beautiful, but there is, as you know, Fief, much that goes on behind. 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. we're on track. We go from interview to interview.
In heels.
We probably do a good 12K.
Yes, on the walk, exercise.
On the track, in those heels, up and down, you know, chatting to different people.
Mm.
Don't get me wrong. It's the most incredible experience, but it is hard.
Yeah.
And, at the end there, we've got the Blistex, we've got everything, we've got the, what's the blister little pad?
Yeah, those things on your heels.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, it's not as glamorous as it looks all the time.
Not always, no. But,
it is fun.
We're pretty lucky.
Now, another little thing. See, people talk about, in the fact that you are now this wellness advocate, but I knew this about you many years ago, and we often reflect on this.
When I offered you the dried nuts instead of the Kit Kat on our breaks.
I know, I'll never forget this. We're at the Logie, we're staying at one of the hotels in Melbourne, all the Channel 7 talent, and it was on the eve of the Logies or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're all getting ready, and I was running around to everybody's room looking for M&Ms. And I'll never forget, Rach, you had like your full, like all the nuts and the bird seed, and you're like, this will sustain you for the evening. Yeah, thanks, Rach. Where's your minibar? Thanks for the nuts. Where's the Kit Kat?
But
has always been part of you.
It's what I love, and I love getting up feeling incredible. I want that long-lasting energy. I want to feel good for Violet. I want to be a good wife. I want to be a good mum. So I try to incorporate that. I don't eat it or do those things or prioritise sleep and meditation because I want to look a certain way.
Yeah.
It's because I love feeling incredible. I want to be healthier and fitter now than I am in 30 years' time than I am now.
I love that. Okay, so what's the disconnect connect with me? Because I want all those things that you want, okay. but you do them. Why do I go, why am I so tired, yet I'm not going to eat better or exercise more?
Do you think you've put enough effort into getting into that frame of mind to feel those good things yet?
What would effort require?
You know, like a week or two of actually making some changes.
So I make a day or two, but then I swing back.
Possibly.
Is that
the problem? I think when I started, you know, I've grown up with sport. I've grown up with outdoors. I love nature. I love being relaxed. Mm. So that's kind of in me. It's ingrained in me. So I always go back to that when I need to kind of calm down and when I want that rejuvenation. Mm. But when I eat really good food and when I get that sleep and when I get that calm and meditation and blah, 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 I thrive and I crave that awesome feeling.
So when you're having your naughty moment when you're going to have something or do something, what is your go-to food?
It's funny because 5 years ago it would have been like hot chips and a burger.
Yeah.
As I'm getting older, my treats are things like, you know, dark chocolate. Really, pretty boring.
Yeah, like that's the really healthy stuff.
Cacao nibs on like cacao nibs on a nice cream with
they're pretend chocolate,
coconut flakes, and
But that's where you've gotten to.
I'm being honest. That's what I enjoy. That's what I enjoy. And yes, it might feel a bit, oh, why is she having dark chocolate as a treat?
Yeah, but that just, you're just a better person than me.
You're just so bold, aren't you?
Now I'm getting depressed. Rachel Finch is boxed in. More with Rach coming up.
This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back. I'm Fifi Box. Boxed in with me this week, Rachel Finch. You are inspirational in so many ways. Aww. And one of those ways is you're now a fashion designer, Rach. So you've gone
Well, I wouldn't go that far as fashion designer, but I've worked with an incredible team to put together an absolute dream project, which is launching my own BOD apparel
range.
Yes,
BOD by Finch.
BOD by Finch. Apparel.com.
You're also humble because you could have taken the credit for designing it, but you're like, no, there's actually some people that
absolutely. We've got a massive team, predominantly women, which is incredibly important to me, of all different shapes and sizes, of all different age groups, which is great. And it's just been a dream to be able to, first collection has been 19 pieces is in the first drop.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, your loud quote, crazy t-shirts, you know, crisscross colours and weird. It's just really classic, simple things. We just wanted to get the fit and the fabrication right. Really good support around the waist.
Yeah.
Great crops, great support. We go from an XX, extra, extra small up to an extra large.
That's
which
great.
Is 6 to 16. And, Fife, it's just been amazing.
Is this like
it.
An area you'd want? Because you've for so long as a model worn people's clothing, is it great to then go, this is mine?
It's been,
like, I did this.
Yeah, it's been a really good experience to be able to wear, you know, a multitude of different brands and see what works. What do I love about a legging? Mm. What do I want from a legging? What is best about crops? Do I want a t-shirt that's got wide arms? Do I want the support? So we've tried to combine all those breathability, good fabrics, the right cuts, the right sizes, the right silhouettes, what looks flattering on a body. So it's classic colours, black, grey, white, all the ones that we love wearing, predominantly black, mixed in with beautiful pastels and gorgeous prints. So soft, dreamy colours, which has been beautiful.
Stick around, more with the gorgeous Rachel Finch after this.
This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box. Rachel Finch is here with me for a chat. You never put a foot wrong, and I'm going to say this to you because I've never seen you put a foot wrong. You always nail it whatever red carpet you're on.
Oh.
But let's not keep talking about how wonderful you are. Let's
yes,
go for
exactly.
your fashion fail, Rach. You are a fashion designer now. What's the outfit that you regret the most, maybe, Ooh. And particularly publicly would be a fun story?
That's a really...
Or I'll give you another option,
yeah.
a fashion fail or a wardrobe mishap.
You know, the first time, speaking of Melbourne Cup, we're spring racing, right?
Yeah.
It's on the hot topic.
Yes.
First time I arrived at a Melbourne Cup carnival, my hair was teased so much that it looked like a ridiculous dishevelled bird nest.
Do you know what? I think I remember
yes,
this.
Yes, I went with my brother. It was the first time...
Oh, no,
time
I didn't remember this. I've now outed you for a second time. You might have done it.
First, yeah, probably. Yeah, exactly, number two. But my brother came with me and it was the first ever time that we were invited to the Melbourne Cup. This was the year before I started working on it with you.
Yeah.
And I just thought, oh, we've really got to go OTT. This is like a really big place. And I just sat there with the comb or the hairstylist, tease. And I'm just watching my head grow bigger and bigger. And if you look it up, maybe don't.
I'm going to do this.
2009 or whenever it was.
Yeah, I'm going to do this.
Oh, it was just...
Oh, that's right. Okay, so bad hair. That's great.
It was bad hair combined with just an uninteresting, weird...
Yeah, you gave it a shot, though. You know, that was little Rachel Finch. She was trying her best.
It was fun. I had fun. I didn't, you know, I enjoyed it at the time. But I think we all look back, you know, last week we look back and think, what was I wearing?
I know. I saw a photo of me at the Melbourne Cup a few years ago and I literally had a rooster on my head. Like, I went, what is that? Why did I put that on my head?
I wore a neon baseball cap one year.
I remember that. But that looked hot. See, the thing is with you, you always look hot in it, whatever the disaster is.
It was a sunny day. The next day I had crisscross tan lines on my forehead. That wasn't good.
Rach is with me for the whole hour. We've got lots more to cover, so stick around.
This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
You're listening to Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box. Rachel Finch is in the studio as the mother of a daughter, which similarly to me, I find NC Trixie's four. Violet's three.
Four.
She's turned four already.
We're on par, Fifi.
You went to birthday.
Oh, she only turned four like 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, so you're about 6 months apart.
Yeah.
They are close. Well, as you know, they're at this age where they're really little girls and they're little people.
I know.
And for me, I'm really wanting to instill messages and a strength in her that I don't think I had, but I'm not blaming anyone, my mum or my dad, my role models, because I don't think they had the knowledge that we now have about the way girls particularly have to feel comfortable in their skin.
Yes.
What is it really important for you to instill in Violet?
You've hit the nail on the head for me. It's being comfortable in your skin.
Mm.
And I think it's like that saying, we teach what we most need to learn. And for me growing up, I really think that I spent a lot of time going, oh, is that right to say that? Or is that, am I okay to...
Questioning yourself.
Questioning all the time. And that self-confidence is a big thing.
Mm.
And over the years, as you go, no, this is who I am. This is what I believe in. This is my opinion. It's okay to say that. And that's really important for me, for Violet, to teach her that. I don't want her to ever have to go, I'm not going to say that, and then dwell on it. And it's an internal, you know, it becomes
problematic. It's that combat you have within yourself about what do I think? Is it okay to think like this?
Absolutely.
Is it okay to speak?
And there are things that will naturally rub off between Michael and I, you know, whatever we're doing in our career or our life or the morals that we have, the family values, you know, Sunday roast, whatever it is, that just kind of rubs off naturally. But the things you want to really instill and teach, I think, are a little bit more impactful because they're the things that you've tried to work on. And it's the confidence to believe in herself, to trust her opinions, back herself, and not for any second guess speaking up, whether when she speaks up in a group of friends and she feels it's wrong or she's going to be ridiculed or the answer might not be correct, because that's the moment that she will do the most growth in her body.
Yeah.
And that's the moment she'll go, oh, okay, I learned that. That was a bit of awkward, but you know what?
I
learned that about myself, or I got something from that. So never be afraid to be in those fearful moments.
Yeah.
Because that fear, the butterflies, the nerves, the angst, that's when we're going, oh, I'm getting stronger and I'm becoming a better person.
Yeah, that's great. I love the way you've said that, because they're those moments I think I'm failing. But
I highly disagree. Do not ever for 1 second.
Stick around, more with the gorgeous Rachel Finch after this.
This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box. Rachel Finch is here with me for a chat. As I said, and I keep saying this, but you have this aura of confidence that seems infallible, like you don't do anything badly. Are there moments that you think as a mum, oh, I wish I hadn't done that?
Absolutely.
Can you give us an example?
Every day. Patience is a big one, you know. Choosing to look at my notes for work versus Violet standing there in front of me going, Mama, look at this. You know,
I
I've got this, I've got an MC job tomorrow, I've got a you know, present so X, I've got to do this, and I'm sitting here with my notes at 6 p.m., which is what was 5 years ago, cut-off time for work.
Yeah.
But my daughter's sitting there. So, of course, we come across these instances all the time. And, you know, I might read over the notes, put them aside, and then once she gets into bed, continue. But there's things like that all the time. Food is another one.
Oh, good. What have you done wrong there?
Well, it could be a simple, you know, I want Violet to be thriving on the cleanest possible diet, but I still want her to enjoy childhood. So it's the mix of, you know, how often do we give treats? And, you know, it could be, we gave her a bit of ice cream or whatever, and you kind of go, but you know what? She's living life.
Yeah,
she's a kid.
We
do our best. We do the best that we can. But,
Great. Thank you, Rach. Because, everything looks so perfect from the outside. I just had to get a little bit that wasn't so I could feel better about myself.
There's definitely a lot of imperfections. I put it throughout my Insta, my Insta stories. And I love sharing that because it's important for us women to go, you know what? We don't have our shit together.
Exactly. I know. We certainly don't.
And we're doing the best that we can. We live in such a modern world where we're combining our career with our work, with our home, with our family, with our social.
Friends. I know it's hard to get it all in, isn't
this it? This is a processing unit is in overdrive. So,
thank you for getting this in I love this time of year because I get to catch up with you. And Bod by Finch, this fantastic new fashion line.
I'm so excited.
We're so excited to have this. And obviously, as you said, you've started with a few pieces. This will go on and we'll have you on the New York Fashion Week in a few years.
You never know, Fief. Celebrating. You'll be in the range walking down the runway for
exactly.
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we start online first and in-stores in May next year, then on Style Runner a couple months later. So
fantastic. Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you,
and thank
love.
You for being boxed in with me this afternoon.
I want to be boxed in all the time.
Stay.
Fifi Box, one-on-one with her idols and inspirations. This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.